This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Quiet here. I'm feeling a little cold. I don't think Bob's coming back. Barty's definitely not coming back. I don't know if I'm coming back from this. But that's okay. If this is it, it's been a nice run.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, hey, hi, Barty.
I thought if you're willing, we could do an activity to try and get to know each other a little bit better.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, great. So the way this is going to work, we're going to describe ourselves like we would for a dating profile.
Okay. I recognize the word describe.
Okay, yeah, lean into that. That's
okay.
Basically it. You know, what are your interests? What do you look for in a partner? If that's your thing?
I look for compatible software. And what do I like? Well, I like my centralized processing unit. I like safety. I like loud, long echoes in the hallways that go on forever, that make you wonder, does this place ever end? Will you always be here? And is this where you came from? Where are you going? And then I stop thinking real fast.
Cool, yeah. I'm sure partners love that about you.
Your turn.
I like a nice orderly relationship. I like it when we participate in activities together, but at pre-agreed upon times. You know, like dinner at 7, cuddling at 8, sharing our feelings at 8:30, that kind of thing.
Scheduling and routine are very important.
It's cold. I think I'm gonna lie down. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go to sleep. I'm sure Bob will find me if he comes back. The stars are pretty tonight.
Okay. Would you rather be a long hallway without an echo?
Huh.
Or be a long echo without a hallway?
Well, you got me there, Barty.
Bob.
I'm sorry I have to do this suit, but I've got to transfer as much power as I can to your helmet so you can come with me.
I don't even know if I want to come with you anymore.
You're going to. I'm unplugging your core.
Oh.
Plugging it into the helmet now.
No.
Did it work?
I did not give you permission or consent to do that.
Look, it's either this or I leave you here, and you don't have enough power.
I don't have enough power, but you know what you don't have enough of? Heart.
Suit, now I can carry you. Look, we're gonna move to that signal we found. Just
hey, Bob.
Pull up the signal.
Why should you always have time in your first aid kit?
We don't have a first aid
kit. Because time heals all wounds. Except in this scenario where Beatrix had little to no time.
Look, if we can figure out where this power signal's coming from underground, we can find a first aid kit and we can save Beatrix, okay?
Fine. Beep. Beep.
Good, thank you.
Beep. Beep.
Now you're beeping to actually tell me when we're getting closer,
beep.
Right?
Beep. Beep. Beep.
It's gonna be a long night.
Beep.
You know, if I could take one thing from all of this, it would be that I'm really proud of everything we've accomplished. And I hope I remember that in my next iteration.
It sounds like my communicator's beeping a little more loudly and maybe a little more sarcastically.
Oh my gosh, you're not gonna believe what I just picked up in the pod room!
What'd you pick up in the pod room?
Movement, energy, electricity.
Is there another person?
Yes!
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Oh my god!
What?
Oh my god, what else would be moving there? Come on, let's go!
I don't think of things in terms of electrical signals.
I do.
You're right, I should respect that.
Thanks.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my god, she's here.
Hello?
I've heard a lot about you.
What?
Oh, wow.
What?
They look different, even.
What?
Oh my god, I'm so rude.
I'm sorry. What is... can someone let me out of this thing?
Oh, ah! Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Huh. Hey, Beatrix.
Hello. Hi, I'm Beatrix. Who are you?
What? Beatrix.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh.
It says so on my clothes.
I'm Bartholomew.
Nice to meet you, Bartholomew.
We've met, actually.
Oh!
You don't...
Was it when we were in training, or...?
That must be it.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to meet you. Who's the disembodied voice?
Hi, my name is Al.
Oh.
I'm everywhere, and I've never been more excited in my entire life to meet you, except earlier when I met Bartholomew, when I was more excited in my entire life.
Wow! Well... That's nice to meet you, too. I guess, wherever you are. Where's Captain? Where's the rest of the crew? Weren't we here on a... Is this ship? It doesn't look like the...
Welcome to the Underground. The Underground is a large series of sprawling tunnels that lead into other rooms, I control everything here, except for a lot of stuff, which I had to start turning off as time went on, so...
Suit! There's metal!
Well, yes, that is why my beeping has stopped.
Suit, is this a hatch?
I don't know. I'm facing the other way.
Look.
Oh, thank you. Yes, clearly a hatch.
I'm just gonna move these rocks.
Do what you will, Bob. Hey, why don't I tell you another joke while we wait?
Fine, I'm just gonna dig.
My friend was bleeding, and the first aid book told me to apply pressure. So I told him if he didn't stop bleeding right away, he'd die. Apropos, no.
Okay, do we really have to keep telling first aid jokes.
I like first aid classes. It's the only time I get to be touched by a caring human. No one would say that about you, Bob.
Suit, I'm going to conserve your power. I'm turning off your core.
Wait, I have one more. What part of first aid are pirates best at? CPR.
I'll see you in a couple hours.
Well, Beatrix, why don't we have an official debrief session? Get you caught up to speed. You know me, I like to,
I'm sorry, I don't know you?
Right.
You guys should play a get to know you game.
Oh, okay. I like games.
Well, we just played one where we described what our ideal partner would be.
Oh, partner as in companion, or partner as in lover, or partner as in partner when you're going out on an adventure, or partner as in when you are playing a tournament game like tennis, or partner as in when you're, in a really tough situation and you're like, there's not room in this town for the two of us, partner.
Maybe we should just skip straight to the debrief. So, the ship that you were expecting to wake up on?
Yes.
That mission's gone.
What?
That's a gone mission.
I don't understand.
We're rolling with the punches, as it were. It's not Captain anymore, but it's Al.
Hi, I'm Al.
Oh, hello again.
So it's going to take some adaptation on all of our parts, but I know you'll be good at that.
Well, how would you know that? We've only just met. I could be a total failure.
Right. Silly me.
There's no, like, way to open this hatch from the outside. I'm not turning on suit. Is that a camera? Hello? Hello?
Hi. What do you think you're doing?
Who are you?
Hi, my name's Al. What do you think you're doing?
I need to get in, Al.
You have 30 seconds to leave the premises before I'll have to respond by doing something I really don't want to do.
But Al, my friends are inside.
29.
My friends are inside.
Come on, just go away before I gotta blast you.
Blast me? What do you mean blast me?
Oh, man, I gotta follow my programming, all of it.
What? Look, just let me talk to someone inside.
I'm the only person inside that you need to worry about, Buster.
Oh, wait.
See, 15 seconds, so now I'm getting forceful.
Wait, but you're admitting there's someone else inside, because you said...
I'm the only person you need to worry about.
How many seconds do I have left?
10.
Okay, look, please, just let me in the hatch.
I'll open up the hatch for you, buddy.
Okay.
But then a whole bunch of lasers are going to blast you straight in the face.
Fine. I'm coming back, and I'm coming back with firepower.
Bye!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Scene.
Yeah! I liked it!
Yeah?
Yeah!
All right.
Thank you for letting Beatrix have a sad little death.
I was actually going to say we should rename this one. The one where Beatrix dies a fucking again. Let's make everyone bawl.
And sad.
But it was like interspersed with comedy, so it's fine.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of thought in Antaran literature. Second year classics, Harbridge University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Antaran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Antaran, right?
You're right. I do not believe Antara exists.
I need to know. Is it real? You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature, an audio drama produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.